Roxanne and Chris, 93.7 WDJC, something that is very important. We look at a world right now that is dealing with manipulation, the manifestation of something that God intended for good has now been taken and treated wrongly.
Tainted and perverted. I mean, we're going to go into the deep with Richard E. Simmons III, founder and executive director of the Center for Executive Leadership. It's a nonprofit. It's a faith-based ministry located right here in Birmingham, Alabama. How great is that? The center opened in 2000. He's been doing some great things as a leader, as an executive within our community. He's written 6 books, but his brand new one is called Sex at First Sight, Understanding the Modern Hookup Culture. We welcome you, Richard, to the show. How are you today?
I'm well, Roxanne. Thank you.
It is so good to have you here. This book is so important. We have a culture today, and you're writing about college students. Unfortunately, it goes into high school.
Yeah.
This attitude that we're just going to have a hookup, a casual encounter. Now, that is what it has turned into. And that is so sad. Why was it necessary for you to tackle such a serious subject?
Well, over the years, I've had opportunities to speak to youth groups about human sexuality. But it was 3 years ago that I heard this really interesting gentleman who was an ordained minister, but he also was an Ivy League rugby coach. And he was here in Birmingham speaking, and I had a chance to be there. And he was talking about friendship and relationships, and then out of the blue, he makes reference to his rugby team. These are college students, and he said this. He said, when I listen to them talk about their sex lives, you would think they were describing double X-rated movies. Mm-hmm. And then he said something that made me really shudder. He said, if something doesn't happen, we're going to lose this next generation of kids. And I really shuddered when I heard him say that, because I have 3 of my own children in that generation. And since then, I kept reading about how depression was rising on college campuses among students, how there's just a real emptiness. I kept hearing about these terms like hookup. I heard terms like friends with benefits. And then finally, I read this really powerful book called The End of Sex by Dr. Donna Freitas, where she had done this extensive research. She interviewed over 2,500 college students. She took all these surveys in, and she wrote this powerful book about the hookup culture. When I read that, I was just deeply saddened and felt like, since I am a writer, I wanted to write this book for my own children and for their generation. But I'm also finding that this is a significant book for parents, because so many of them are clueless,
yes,
of what's really going on in their kids' lives, particularly when they go off to college.
I know in our family, we try to make sure that intimacy and just relationships and affection is painted in the way that it should be. And right now, our culture has painted that in such a different light that it's whatever you want to do should be fine, that pleasure, that second, that's okay. And that's not what God intended at all.
Richard Simmons, his new book is called Sex at First Sight, Understanding the Modern Hookup Culture. More with Richard when we come back.
Roxanne and Chris, 93.7 WDJC. A very important topic today in our world right now is just, let's just call it what it is, sexual promiscuity in our world right now. We've taken intimacy, we've taken that part of what God created for good, and we have completely manipulated it in this world.
We have Richard E. Simmons III. He is the founder and executive director of the Center for Executive Leadership, a nonprofit faith-based ministry here in Birmingham. He's written many books. The latest book is called Sex at First Sight, Understanding the Modern Hookup Culture. So we got to ask the obvious question, what is the modern hookup culture?
Yes. Well, a hookup is basically when two people have sexual intimacy, sexual intercourse, but they have no emotional tie to one another. They have no commitment to each other. It's just another form of recreation. It's like we'll go play tennis, then we'll go have sex, and then we'll you know, part and go our separate ways. And what you see happening is people are treating each other like objects for pleasure. And it's a very, very tragic thing. And what you see is, and particularly on college campuses, is romance has died. And the dating culture has died. Students just don't go out to get something to eat together or go to a movie together. They go to parties, they party, they get intoxicated, and they hook up.
Not everyone. Let's just state in my spirit. Not everyone. But it is certainly is more prolific than ever before. I think it grieves the Holy Spirit in ways that we cannot even begin to imagine. It's so sad. And I don't want to sit here pointing fingers and screaming and being about it either, because someone involved in this may not be a believer, may be reaching for something that they feel is going to make them feel better. They may have learned that by doing something that is so wrong, perhaps it is an answer to something. They're reaching for somebody, and they may not know Christ, and they may be longing for that. And but we have to say enough is enough. This is not biblical. It's not God's understanding of how we're supposed to be.
No, you're absolutely right. And in fact, it's interesting. psychiatrist Miriam Grossman, who worked for years at UCLA, made this interesting observation. And she was not a Christian, but she said, you know, our colleges do everything they can to try to keep their students healthy. And they teach them about diet, they teach them about safe sex, they teach them all. He says, but they do nothing to help nurture their souls. And what she is noticing is that approximately 70% of college students today really are on a spiritual search, because they're finding that the hookup culture is so meaningless and so empty.
Amen. Did you, Chris? Meaningless and empty. And that's where my heart cries for people who are looking for something and they don't realize, Richard, you know this, that the answer is our Lord Jesus. The only thing that can truly satisfy you. You know, some people try to find satisfaction in drugs. Some people try to find it in drinking. And in an intimate relationship that is meant to be between a man and a woman within the confines of marriage. You know, and our hearts should just cry for anybody in that situation.
Yeah, you know, Pascal said that we all have a God-shaped vacuum in our lives. And that vacuum, people don't realize that it's God-shaped. And they try to fill that vacuum with all different types of things. But particularly love, sex, and romance in our culture. And yet, the fact that it is a God-shaped vacuum that only Christ himself can fill.
So what do we do about it when we come back?
That's the question.
With Richard Simmons III.
93.7 WDJC, Roxanne and Chris continuing on this hour, spending some time with author Richard E. Simmons III, his book, Sex at First Sight, Understanding the Modern Hookup Culture, a book that takes a pretty hard look at what's currently taking place sexually among our college students in what is called this hookup culture. And as we went to break, the question that's coming up is, how did we get here? The critical issues that are put in place to how we've gotten to this point.
Yeah, I think there are four very powerful forces at work, and when they come together, I think it's brought us to this point. The first and probably the most significant is pornography and the use of pornography, particularly by young men, but also by young women as well. And what it does, it truly distorts in a young man's mind what sexuality is all about. And it's rampant, it's highly addictive, and it is destroying young men's lives. The second would be the use of alcohol. Not so much that students are drinking, but the amount that they're drinking. It's called binge drinking on college campuses. They go out with the intent of getting very, very intoxicated, which completely breaks down their inhibitions and causes them to do things they would never do if they were sober. The third is not surprisingly, peer pressure. You know, a young freshman shows up on a college campus, very innocent, and all of a sudden finds that if you really want to be socially involved on this campus, you need to basically get involved with the hookup culture. And if you don't, you'll be unaccepted and you'll be really unwelcome. Again, as Roxanne said, it's not all students, but those who really want to have an active social life. And then finally, and this is a major problem in our culture, is just the change in morality, what is sexually right and what is sexually wrong. You know, we used to abide by the Judeo-Christian tradition, which was that there is this outer moral law or code that God has dispensed to us, and we submit our lives to it. But today, it's moved from being an objective reality to more of a, you get your morals subjectively from, you have to create and discover your own morals for yourself. And you do that by following your heart, following your feelings, following your desires and your passions, which, when you think about it, makes very few moral demands on your life. But it's also a theological statement, because that view of morality is saying God does not really care how I channel my lusts and my desires.
Well, your temple, your body belongs to Him, and that's where the Holy Spirit resides.
Amen.
And once we accept Christ and we realize that, and that you're a new creature in Him, you know, and there are going to be temptations and there are going to be tribulations, but how marvelous when you know Him and you long to please Him in every way, including with your body. I think it's very important. Coming up next, Richard, that you'll explain to us, what do we do about it? Yes.
The good part.
What can we do to help young people as they struggle to fit into a culture that is demanding this of them? Roxanne and Chris have been having a very serious and intense discussion about the hookup culture within our college students that grieved the heart of Richard Simmons III so much, he decided to write a book about it. And in our last break, Chris, we were discussing the reasons we've gotten to this situation. Now, Richard, if you would walk us into what we can do about it, that would be great.
Well, I think clearly it starts with the parents. One of the things that I've realized is that when it comes to sex education, parents make sure that their children understand what happens physiologically between a man and a woman. And they explain, this is the way you have babies, you know, the birds and the bees talk. And then if they're Christians, they'll tell them, and you're not supposed to have sex until you're married. And that's kind of where they leave their kids. And so, first and foremost, parents, number one, they need to know what's going on out in the culture and what their kids are going to be faced with. It's crucial that they know that and that their kids have an advocate. But a major part of the book, and it's, I believe it's the second chapter, I talk about the purpose for sex. What was his intent when He gave it to us? And just for example, in the Old Testament, you are told that when a man has relationships with his wife, the Hebrew word for he lays with her is yada, which means in Hebrew to be known, to be deeply known and respected. And there's a parallel word, hesed, that goes with it, and that means friendship. And so you need to teach our kids that God intended our sexuality as a means for a husband and a wife to deeply know one another and to have sexual relations with your very best friend. And when you share this with your kids and give them, this is what the purpose is, it has the potential to really change them. And what we have done, and what I have an 18-year-old who'll be going off to college next year, and we had a Bible study with three other fathers and their sons, and we went through the book together. And it basically scared the living daylights out of them. And these guys are athletes. I mean, they're men's men. And yet they are so terrified of pornography and what it can do to them. But they would not have ever known if somebody hadn't informed them. So a part of it is teaching and educating our children in advance so that they know what they're going to be faced with. Because it really shook up my 18-year-old son, who is he's a really together kid. And he does not want this to happen to him when he goes off to college. So I think that is a major part. There's so much more in the book that I talk about what can be done, But to me, it starts right there.
Wow. I think it's very important right now that parents talk to their kids, but I think it's very important. Here's a great, if you're uncomfortable with that, if you don't know what to do, I think the book would absolutely deal you, lead you in that way where they could they can understand it better.
And I would say this too, the book is primarily for like juniors and seniors in high school, college students, and any single person. But the chapter on the God's purpose for sexuality, you can read and use with 10, 11, 12. You need to use it in sex education because I don't think we go far enough in really explaining the incredible beauty and plan that God has for our sexuality.
Where can people pick up a copy of the book?
Well, it's on Amazon. It's in Books A Million. It's in a number of different Christian bookstores. It's in Little Professor in Homewood. We even had a man that just bought 2,000 copies. We do sell them in bulk at a discount. And you can call the Center for Executive Leadership or go to our website, sexatfirstsight.com.
Well, Richard, thank you for coming in, and thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you do. This culture needs it. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.